Castle Street, that's completely blocked. Yeah, there's a tailback situation developing and the contraflow coming up.
Okay, Oliver, this is Vicky.
Debbie, with an I.
And, remind me.
Morris.
And that's the studio in there. You'll be doing your little bit around that table. We call it Youth Spot. Bit of a play on words.
Okay, and our thanks to Sergeant Cox. We will hear from you later. But now, this.
Moon Man by Steve May, with Norman Beaton as Byron and Sylvester Latuzel as Trina.
Welcome back. This is Kai Anthony. Time for Youth Spot. We like to squeeze it in, you know. So, welcome to our resident youth and youthess, Morris and Debbie.
Hello.
Hi.
And today we are firing questions at local writer, yes?
That's right.
Oliver Ambrose Byron. Nice name, eh? Hello, Oliver.
Hello.
So, let's go.
It's you.
Oh, where do you get your ideas for?
I beg your pardon?
Where do you get your ideas from your books for?
I only publish one book hitherto.
Oh, dear, the younger generation seems to have dried up for the moment.
How many books have you, Oliver, written?
If we can backtrack a little there, Oliver.
Byron.
Byron, sorry, about your ideas.
Which ideas?
For your books. Where do you get them from?
Importing that I steal these ideas?
No, I meant like inspiration, perspiration, as Shakespeare said.
I presume the idea come out in my head.
Debbie.
Your book is called The Moon Man.
Moon Man.
The Moon Man. What is it?
Not the Moon Man. Moon Man.
Moon Man. What is it about?
You haven't read it?
No.
Then maybe we waste our time discussing it.
Where do you get your ideas for...
Byron, I think what Vicky's getting at is, how does a writer communicate in a situation where young people just don't read books? I mean, how does he get through?
Get through what?
Through to young people.
Who cares for young people?
Moon Man. Is that like science fiction?
No.
Yeah, I mean, Byron, if you'd like to, I'm sure a lot of people are interested. How come you came to be a writer in the first place?
No, you can't put them there.
Why not?
Because that's the wall for the mural.
Got to go somewhere.
Job and finish.
Would you like to put them in the cupboard?
No, thanks.
What cupboard?
Over there.
Would you like to?
The major, see me. Excuse me.
Hello?
I'm looking for the main man.
My what?
Your main man, the guy in charge.
There ain't one.
But this is the Welsh Street Community Arts and Recreation Centre.
I hope so.
Opening as of the recent future.
Right.
So where's your main man?
I'm the administrator, if that's any help.
You?
Your main woman, Trina McAllister.
So you're organising jobs and that kind of thing?
I'm trying.
Ping pong!
That's next door, if you wouldn't mind.
Mind.
You don't seem familiar to me in the vicinity.
I'm sorry?
Not seeing you around here.
No, I'm new. From Brixton. So I'm really just finding my feet. Oh, leave that! We're not on fire yet.
You short-handed here?
Oh, you can say that again.
What are you looking for?
Oh, everything. People to work the cafe, the box office, sport, you know, just talk to the kids.
Paying how much?
Voluntary, I mean. We can't begin to function without volunteers.
Volunteer also?
No, I'm the administrator.
On the payroll?
Right.
Right. And what I'm seeking is a job with pay using my talents.
We do need a cleaner.
You think I want to work as a cleaner?
No, not necessarily. You asked what we had available on the payroll, and I'm telling you.
Because I wear this uniform, yeah?
No.
Because the label on the uniform is security, right?
I don't think we'll be needing any protection just now.
How about this writer's gas works?
Do what?
Here on your notice board, the writer's gas works.
Oh, well, let's see. That's 60p per session.
That's diabolical.
30p if you're on wage.
What?
If you're on wage, 30p.
Excuse me, but how is this on wage if the guy's getting 30p?
Careful with that, please. No, it's 30p to take part to join in.
So what's the rate for the teacher?
We're not actually open yet.
But what's your rate for the man in charge?
Well, the thing is, it's mainly for women, mainly.
That's okay, I ain't prejudiced.
To encourage women, Asian, and to come out, express themselves.
But they need a teacher, yes?
Actually, we've got one. Rosie Montgomery, she's very good.
But if she falls sick, you need some kind of a backup.
She's a very healthy lady. Are you a writer?
So, this gas bag thing is totally women only.
Well, the baseline is no threat. I mean, men could join in principle, but I think I've only met her once. But Rosie feels...
In which case, you also have a man-only gas bag workshop.
Not exactly.
So, this is an arena for a man to make himself useful.
No, because we've already got the Norton Hill Writers Group.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, it's all new to me. It's been going on for ages.
Excuse me, but these Norton people, they're nothing but clones and postures.
You've been involved?
No way. That's like to put your one good apple in with a barrel full of buds.
You're a writer yourself, then?
You hear of the bloke Byron?
I'm sorry?
The bloke, poet, Byron.
Oh, Lord Byron.
That's the man.
I haven't actually read much.
No, that's true. Personally, I ain't so much as study the man, because when a man's writing himself and a day gig, it don't leave much time for the study needful for a style such as Alfred Lord Byron.
I'm sure it doesn't.
The point being, my name is also Byron.
Pleased to meet you, Byron.
Oliver Ambrose Byron, the Byron of the present age, and he's a black man.
Sarah, can I have a word in a minute?
Okay.
Often people ask me if there's some family conception between this Lord Byron and myself.
You write poetry too, do you?
Sure, but naturally the story, that's my main event.
Have you published much?
Pardon me, but published, that ain't the be-all of storytelling.
No, of course not.
You see, like your grandma, I assume she tell you stories on her knee.
No, but I know what you mean.
Stories like you don't find in no books.
Yes, oral tradition. Rose is really...
Likewise, a man, even if he don't publish, the achievement is the thing. Like, he jumps 30 feet up in the air and no one's there watching, which is the subject of one of my stories, for example.
That's very interesting. Like the trees exploding in Siberia.
Sure, it has interest, but it also has a heart, a passion. You understand?
Of course.
Because that's the manner I create in.
But you haven't published very much.
Because the heart of literature is the words, not the cover price.
Anything? Have you published anything at all?
Well, not in so many words.
Moon Dancer. Welcome back. Kai Anthony still Youth Spot Part 2. In the studio with me, local author Oliver Ambrose Byron. Oh, I do enjoy saying that. Firing questions at him, Debbie and Mark. So, kids, let's fire away.
You live in an area which is ethnic. How does this infect your work?
How do you mean ethnic?
Debbie means Westville, the Welsh Street area, where you live. It's largely made up now.
No. I work in that vicinity.
Right, the Welsh Street Community Centre. Great little place, I know it well.
No, I work the Lavender Walk shopping precinct on security.
As a Westville resident, how do you view the tensions of the area after the distances?
I don't live in Westville.
Well, I thought you did.
I lived there at one time, but then I meet this lady who takes a fancy, you know, in henceforth moving out and in with her. But lately she slings, she hook, and but I retain the premises, which is nowhere near Westville.
Yeah, Debbie?
You have close connections with the Welsh Street Centre since it opened.
Says who?
On the sheet.
The only contact being they offer me some vacancy in drama, but I turn it down, seeing as it counteracts with my writing.
Oh, that's great.
Not that I'm out for criticizing Trina.
You, Mr. Byron, we are not actually here to discuss Trina.
Because I know firsthand she has a hell of a lot in her lap, which is why I think a little man-to-man discussion with you might help out.
You are here to discuss a vacancy, a post.
That's right. They have this writer's gas bag project.
No, I don't think so.
And it strikes me a little fresh blood or angle on the tutorial side might do some good.
Mr. Byron... The writer's gasworks, that is entirely Miss McAllister's province.
But you are Coggin in charge of her.
Nominally, yes.
So if you have the feeling she need help and guidance...
I'm in charge of her in the sense that I'm director of community leisure.
That's right.
And the Welsh Street Centre comes under community leisure, a part of it.
That's what I'm saying.
But day-to-day activities, organisation, that's up to Miss McAllister. Unless there's gross misconduct, of course.
So even if you have this guy with talent by the grace of God, if Trina's busy or she's blind, this guy might just as well be on the ground.
But it is at Miss McAllister's suggestion that you're here now, is it not?
I asked her for a main man, which she prevaricated some length.
What I'm getting at is, She's on your side, isn't she?
So you say.
Suggesting you come here to see me and discuss, informally, prior to formal application, the post of storyteller grade one in the junior section of the Central Library Saturday mornings in July and August. Yes.
Yes, but the Gasbag Project, which is female adult...
As yet, you haven't actually seen the benefit of print.
The benefit is cash and recognition.
But you haven't actually had anything published.
No. Is that a problem?
No. No, not at all. Let's see. Where did you develop your interest in children?
What interest?
Your interest in children.
Inferring I'm some kind of pervert or black mark personality?
No, no. But since the post we're discussing informally involves working with children, stimulating, you know, that kind of thing...
Okay, I've got you.
So?
Let me put it this way.
Please do.
At present, I work so-called security, Lavender Walk shopping precinct, you understand? Whereby I'm working with stray trolleys and the odd basket. Henceforth, it don't mean I interest these trolleys because I work in with them.
But you could relate with young people.
Sure, like I relate with these trolleys, push them wrong, catch the strays. But like I say, I prefer adult company.
You enjoy your work, do you?
No.
But it's a pretty steady sort of job.
Right, and good money, and some perks and vegetables on the weekend. But naturally, I'm willing to jack in, and given the right opening.
But I'm asking you, how come you call my book childish?
I didn't.
I hear you out now loud. You say it's childish.
It's on my sheet, that's why.
Of poor children, Debbie means, don't you, Debs?
I don't know.
My book is written for all ages, all complexions.
Of course, but mainly for children.
I'm not saying kids don't get nothing from my book, but you can't expect a full grasp of the whole meaning when the mind is green, you understand?
I think we all agree on that one.
Has being a West Indian made any difference?
On which interesting note we have to close. Right up your street, this one, Oliver, Bob Marley.
She left a party, have a good time.
Down the roof over there, where some use my boards for their bed. Seventh time horizon, seventh time cabin.
Do what thing?
Do what thing? I can't hear you. Dance! I am dancing! Everybody's dancing!
Clear off, or I'll trash your batteries for you.
Where are you going?
Excuse me, I see you're having trouble.
The centre, tomorrow. Find a side. Don't let me down.
The boys are pestier. Pester?
Yeah.
Roughing up your dress and stuff.
Yeah. No, they weren't.
Because I come across these boys in the course of my work, so I got a handle on them.
They weren't pestering. It's very kind of you to take an interest.
They skin teeth and then they bite. You understand?
I'm perfectly capable of looking
Trina,
after myself.
Trina, come and look at this.
Excuse me.
Is things settled over the job front yet?
Oh, yes, it's going fine.
Trina!
So what have you got in mind?
So much. Badminton? God, I don't know.
Oh, that's not really my line.
There's something for everyone. Domino?
Because I decided I don't require Mr. Coggins' story job. But if there's something going on the gas walk side...
Oh, no, of course. It's Mr...
Byron.
Byron, of course. I didn't recognize you. Not without the uniform. I'm so sorry. I thought you might be trying to...
Because I don't care for dominoes and swimming.
How did you get on with Coggin? I suppose...
You can tell him I don't require his job.
That's okay. You didn't get it.
Because I don't fill up the form he give me. But I think maybe he still wants me. I mean, not being in touch.
Rosie's going to do it.
That's nice.
To tell you the truth, I feel a bit guilty.
That's okay. I know you're busy.
Suggesting you go and see him.
Meaning you don't reckon I'm up to that vacancy?
No. Coggin, he's not on the same wavelength. Basically a librarian with Boy Scout leanings, really. Just a boring old fart.
I prefer a guy who runs a tighter ship.
Anyway, we'll have to get together.
So you said before.
I know, but I've just been so incredibly...
Busy, sure, with the dominoes.
Among other things.
Trina, come and look at this!
Okay.
It's great!
I'm on my way.
That's your man?
I'll have to go.
Okay.
Look, call in at the centre sometime. The door's always open.
You still have my address?
Should I?
I give it to you previous on the understanding you call wrong sometime.
Of course.
But working shift hours, I'm not always predictable at home. So it occurs to me maybe you call on me during shift hours when I'm not there.
No, I'm sorry, I haven't called round. Not even when you're out. Not once. Mainly because, did I write it down?
What?
Your address.
On your wrist.
That explains it. Look, can you write it in here? Under B, then I won't lose it.
Okay.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Is what?
This, the carnival.
Sure.
Okay, it's nothing like as big as Notting Hill.
Square, London,
I just wish I'd had more time.
Maybe Notting Square, don't.
Then I could have got involved more beforehand. Coming! Just you wait till next year.
Maybe sooner, if you're passing.
Oh, yes, right. But I've got so much on at the moment.
So maybe if we make a form arrangement.
Trina!
Like hotcakes.
Same all over.
They're actually sold right out. I suppose next thing is they'll make a musical.
That's right. Opens for Christmas. So, I'll put you down for 40, shall I?
Okay.
40 copies of the public diary of a housewife.
That's right.
How about the Moon Man?
The Moon Man? Mm. What about him?
Not doing too well.
If you mean have we moved any, no, not a single one.
You know, I sort of assumed you lived somewhere near Welsh Street.
Here, good.
Oh, sure. Here. Oh, it's very close in here, isn't it? And then I looked it up on the map and it's miles.
You walked it?
No, I took a cab.
I walk it most days to work.
Well, after I let you down last time, I thought, God, it's gone six, and if I walk it'll take hours, blah, 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 and he'll think I'm not coming and shoot himself or something. Can I sit down?
Sure.
Thanks. But where?
I'll move this.
Oh, can I help?
It's a one-man job. I have this house full worth of furnishing in the one room.
Oh, this is it, is it?
That's right.
Mm, very compact.
I have my own house mortgage paid, you understand? But then I have to sell due to a discrepancy on the contract, which is due to a certain scoundrel in the office there, which is another story. I know how to move this stuff along, some of it, but it's high quality. Solid.
You know, if you opened the window, it might stop some of the condensation, and then you wouldn't get that mould growing.
You warm enough?
Sure, yes, definitely. That's what I'm saying.
Because I feel the cold. I don't know why. I've got a bar for you somewhere.
No, please, I'm fine. Sweltering.
Things, they're moving a little, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Not that I'm putting pressure, but, you know, I offer my services, but maybe I get offers elsewhere, so I can't say no. But I want you should have the first option.
You've had offers?
I meet a man from TV the other day.
Oh, that's good.
He says he wants sight of me stuff.
Great!
But I have very little faith or trust in these media types.
Why not? All the people I know...
Being in the business, one has experiences like... I could tell you stories...
Actually, I did have a favour to ask you.
Like what?
Well, like...
Because I don't commit myself before I hear the proposition, you know?
Well... The proposition is, at the centre, you know, we're putting on this festival of Afro-Caribbean literature, art, photos, that kind of thing. Could we possibly have some light on the subject?
Okay.
There's this little piece, a sort of poem. I wrote it after the carnival, not Pulitzer Prize standard or anything, but...
There we are.
Baron, I know candles are atmospheric and all that, but for reading, can we use the electric?
I'm afraid there's a hitch with the electric.
What sort of hitch?
A non-working sort of hitch, you know.
Look, I'm no sparks, but I do know a fair bit about fuses and stuff. Where's the box?
The battery being flat.
What battery?
The battery what run the electric.
Excuse me, but isn't there a small item known as the national grid?
From which I'm cut off due to a small item known as non-payment.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Henceforth, I use car battery. At present, it's in need for recharging.
I could get in touch with the CEGB for you.
It's okay.
I've had some experience, because, you know, they're not totally callous, but sometimes you just got to make a fuss.
I'm telling you, it's cool.
Right, and getting colder come winter.
Just now you're complaining to the heat.
You know, it really makes me angry.
I like the paraffin.
I mean, at your age.
What age is that? Being 47 years of age? Is that so old to be decrepit?
It makes no odds. Young children, it's just the same.
Forgive me. But you seem to have this idea in your head of some useless old bloke requiring meals on wheels and a rug over his knees, when in fact this is some highly up-together guy we're talking about.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Which is the most offensive way of offending a guy.
And it's me asking the favour.
Such as?
This. I wanted you to read it.
What is it?
sort of poem.
Okay. If I can lay my hand on my glasses.
Is this,
Ah, yes, right. Thank you.
Out loud?
Eh?
Can you read it out loud, please?
How come?
I wanted to hear it.
You wrote this?
Yes, after the carnival.
Okay. In the carnival, hey... In the carnival...
Sorry, with an accent. It's got to have, you know, West Indian, like yours.
Begging your pardon, but this is my accent, my voice.
Yes, but normally...
My voice, which is metropolitan.
Okay.
Being a citizen of the world.
Point taken.
But...
Please, use your metropolitan voice.
If there is an accent at the root of my speech, it is by no means West Indian, as you call it, but Guyana, which is like chalk or cheese to Trinidad, Barbados.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
That's okay, cause I don't take offense. I'm telling you for learning purposes. And also, some of these hot-headed blacks you mix with, they don't care for the West Indian label.
Thanks, I'll remember that.
Some of these guys is diabolically touchy.
Just read it in your normal voice.
You wrote this?
Yes.
Okay. In the carnival, hey, in the carnival, colors shouting, hey, 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 drums exploding, bang, bang. In the carnival, new arrival, little piggy man child, shoot the rapid mouth off, no calling, whooping.
Whooping?
Eh?
Not hooping, whooping.
Okay. Not hooping, whooping, singing, wailing, eardrum failing in the midnight sunburst, in the carnival, bang, hey, in the carnival, hey, bang.
Getting quieter.
Yeah?
Like the parade, fading into the distance.
Okay. Hoop, hoop.
Whoop.
Whoop, whoop, bang, hey, bang, hoop, whoops, midnight failing, sailing sunshine to the stars. That's it?
That's it. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yes.
You wrote that?
Yes. You see, we're having this Afro-Caribbean festival, and I thought it'd be great if you'd be prepared to read this for me. Because obviously I can't do it myself.
Damn!
Oh, what's the matter?
The feast! The big feast I'm concocting to feed us on.
Oh, so that's the smell.
Pig feet in lager beer.
Is that a West Indian, a Guyanan speciality?
It's the speciality of this pork head which I am dosing in Manchester time gone by, who is a highly dirty customer. But, tastes good.
I'd love to try some, but unfortunately...
Can you slice some bread?
Okay, but I can't stop.
The knife should be somewhere here.
The thing is, I'm meeting someone later.
Someone?
And I really can't let them down.
But that's later.
For a meal. To eat.
I tell you what.
What?
Bomb him out.
It's a her.
Bomb her out. And then next time you see this person, it's... Please forgive me, because I forget our meal date.
I can't do that.
It has been known, this forgetfulness.
Touché.
So you'll eat?
Okay, you twisted my arm. But just a little.
This you won't regret. There.
Oh, thanks.
Spoons.
Right. Where's the sink?
Why?
To wash the spoons.
No need. It's only coffee.
Bon appetit.
That's right. Gets the juices running, yeah?
You bet.
Pepper?
No, thanks.
I should have some somewhere.
No, I'm hot enough already.
Pig's feet, it's like the most despised part of the beast.
Could you pat my back, please?
What's that?
My back, please.
Okay. better?
Yeah, thanks. Ask the better toenail.
You know, the flesh just fall off.
Yes. It's really good.
When you suck it, it come off easy.
Do you mind if we talk business while we eat?
What business?
Because I can't stay too long, and I've been thinking about you.
What about me?
Well, what I thought was,
How about I have a look at some of your writing? We can talk about it, and then, you see, I do know quite a few people, so we could think about finding a publisher.
I'm afraid you're a little behind on your planning there.
Why's that?
The point being, I have a publisher already.
You do?
That's right.
Well, that's great. Marvellous.
A publisher with which I'm in dispute.
What's the problem?
I can handle it.
Like the CEGB?
In short, I send this so-called upstanding publisher whose name I obtained from the public library, you understand? So the fact is verified, one thinks. Except it turns out these people are crooks and thieves or fools.
How come?
I send them my book, since which time I receive no reply whatsoever.
There can be quite a delay with unsolicited manuscripts.
Pardon me, but how do you know the state of my script since when you don't even clap eyes on it?
I'm assuming they didn't commission you.
Commission is not the issue here. I'm not seeking some vacancy in door-to-door sales. I have a book, you understand? My book?
Yes, yes, I understand. How long ago did you send it?
11 months and 3 or 4 days.
Well, that is a bit of a time.
My theory being the red-hot contents of my book hits these people so hard they can't resist to thieve the contents.
That's hardly likely.
Look, like I'm listening to Radio 4 recently, and it occurs to me this play or story has all the elements of my book disguised a little here and there.
So you think someone in the publishing house stole your book and sold it to the BBC?
Well, not in so many words. I'm not saying this man sit down and transcribe my book word for word.
What then?
You see, if this person has access to my work, which has immense power, even if he's thinking on other things, my work gets through his skin. The seeds start growing, which he calls his own creation, but all the time it's my seeds.
What sort of book is it?
I call it Moon Man. It also have pictures, which I do myself. Clean upstanding artwork.
Is that science fiction?
It's a story, you know, if you call it science or not.
What's it about?
Excuse me, but I have my idea purloined once already.
You don't know that for certain.
But the coincidence is diabolical.
Have you written to the publisher at all since?
I write one letter, but being a Christian man, you understand, I withhold it. For that letter, if he tear it up or burn it before he read it, then the guy is safe, but let him read it and he's dead.
I wouldn't call that a very constructive approach.
Also, I have the feeling, what if they're in the balance, if they published it or not? And I send this letter, maybe they say, okay, this guy Byron, he's getting pissy, let's ditch the man.
But I'm sure no one would object to a polite letter after so
long. Also, I write to the BBC asking if the man responsible for the play or story, and this guy is masquerading under the name of a female, which I find extremely suspicious, does this guy have connection with MacArthur, publisher? That is the question.
You sent your thing to MacArthur's?
That's right.
I don't think MacArthur's do any fiction, do they?
That's right, it's high-grade output.
Well, yes, but they do big, glossy, coffee-table sort of books, don't they?
Sure, I chose them because they have plenty of know-how with pictures, which is an important fact in my story.
I think you may have chosen the wrong people.
Damn right I chose the wrong people, seeing like they cheat me diabolically.
Well, what I'm getting at is, MacArthur's, I don't think they'd even consider a book like yours.
This is not a book like mine. It's my book, which is unique, you understand?
Of course, but that doesn't help if they don't even read it.
How come they don't even read it when the handwriting is extra neat like copper nuts in school? It nearly reads itself.
You didn't type it?
No. Is that advisable?
Most publishers insist these days.
Is that right?
I'm afraid so.
So maybe that's the reason why they don't publish it.
Maybe. I'm surprised they didn't send it back.
Weird.
You did send an SAE, didn't you?
SAE?
A self-addressed envelope with stamps for them to return the manuscript if they don't want it.
That's the routine, is it?
Yep. They won't send it back without one.
You see, I recall it now. The lady who I'm shacked with at the time, she does the packaging, and maybe she fails to do that thing.
Have you got another copy?
No.
Then, so far as I can see, you've got two choices. Either write a polite letter to MacArthur's with an SAE, and they might still be able to find your story.
Or?
Start again from scratch.
What a big rhinoceros he was. Now, what I'm sure you've all been waiting for, I know I have, our special exclusive visit with Sally to the palace to meet the princess on her 5th birthday.
Hello, Your Royal Highness.
Hello.
And Nanny?
That's right.
There's lots of very ordinary boys and girls...
Ew.
..watching at home on television.
Hello!
And I'm sure they'd all like to know, what does a princess actually do with herself?
I wave at people in the street.
Of course you do. But when you're at home, here, in private...
What games does one like to play?
Waving.
One likes books, doesn't one?
No.
One does. We have lots and lots of stories.
Do you watch much television?
Moo Man.
What's that?
Moo Man.
New Man?
No!
One means the Moon Man, doesn't one? It's a sort of book.
What's that about, then?
Don't know.
One likes the Three Pigs, doesn't one?
Silly, 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 silly old Moo Man.
That's smashing. But how about food? I hear tell you're quite a bit of a little piggy yourself on the quiet.
No, I'm not pulling your leg. He's really, really good. That's right, talent with a big T. I think we really ought to pull out all the stops. Hang on. Come in! Oh, won't be a tick. Sit down, please. Look, if we push him and he makes it, makes an impression, it's good for him, good for us and good for you, especially if he makes the regional final. OK, speak to you later. Sorry about that.
That's OK, you're a busy lady.
Oh, just biz as usual round here. Mind them!
Oh, sorry.
Costumes, our youth employment theatre company.
Maybe I'll come back later.
No. Hello? That's right. Look, I want a block column or whatever you call it. Okay, whatever. But I want it next to the Theatre Royal, not stuck under the WI Jam Fest like last time. Right. We are culture too, remember? Sorry again. Now, where were we?
I'm just passing. And it occurs to me...
The stilts have arrived.
Well, put them in the storeroom then.
You told me to tell you.
Unless you want to try them out.
No, thanks.
I'm passing by to work, so drop in to say hello.
Hello. Was there anything else?
I sent a letter to McCarter's.
That's good.
Plus one SAE, right? Which is hard, judging the stamp, not having the story at hand. So I make it 50 pence, even if I can't get no refund, yeah?
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
And, come and bring this for you.
They're too long.
What are?
The stilts. What do you think?
Don't they fold up or come apart or something?
I could ask Chuck for a saw.
Not funny. Won't they fit in the stairwell for now?
What will?
Will they?
What?
Fit in the stairwell. Upright, you know, as you go up the stairs.
I'll try.
Don't ask me why we need stilts.
Just something
What's
for
this?
You. I think it might be useful.
Oh, what, for me?
Being no use whatsoever to me, given my age and male gender.
Oh, thanks very much.
A certain party leave it on the premises some time back.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
She leaves in a hurry, you know. Here, if you open it inside, there's a mirror. The mirror has a little freckling effect. That may be design, I don't know, but the powder, it's good stuff. Or being a top-rate piece, what leaves it?
Thanks again.
Oh, that's okay.
Not that I wear much makeup.
Don't put yourself down.
I'm not.
You know, if you was to take a little trouble with yourself...
Simon's waiting downstairs.
He didn't come up?
Watching the Taekwondo.
Oh, I'll be right down, Byron. I'm sorry. I've got to go.
That's okay. I'm late for work already. Look, one thing.
What?
What sign are you under?
What?
Star sign. Astrology, you know?
Oh, Libra, I think.
Libra. Okay. I'll be in touch.
It stands to reason.
I'm sure it does. But now...
If we neuter all criminals and deviants, we save money, eliminate perverse genes, and in 30 to 50 years, we have a perfect society.
Perhaps we'll try it later. But first, Oliver Ambrose Byron.
Hello.
I suppose if Professor Schmidt had his way, you'd be eliminated post-haste.
Why you say that?
Being a total failure?
Who says that?
Your book, I mean, was a total flop.
That is not my plan at all.
Why you call my book a failing?
What's he on for, that black chap?
That's Lord Imber.
You call my book a failing, I ask you why you do that.
Well, you certainly couldn't call it a success, could you?
So explain to me, how is this thing a failing when no one reads it?
I was under the impression that was precisely what made it a flop.
The saying being, deaf ears give the story man trouble.
I'm sure they do. Lord Imber, not deaf yet, I hope.
Yeah.
pardon? Out tomorrow, your autobiography, quaintly titled Curbing the Urge.
Hormones, mainly, so they tell me.
Like, if I don't drink the coffee in this cup, that makes the coffee bad?
BBC coffee? But leaving that aside...
What's he on for?
You don't answer my question.
It will become bad. That's Professor Schmidt. The coffee will, by the laws of entropy, eventually become bad of its own accord.
And that also counts for your perfect world.
Lord Imber.
Have you read my book?
What, me?
We'll talk about your book in a moment. First, Lord Imber, Methodism and Curb Crawling. Did you find it hard to reconcile these two facets?
I ask you, have you read my book?
Frankly, there isn't a great deal to read, is there? But the pictures...
Which is the answer to your question?
I'll tell them the polo story now, shall I?
The flop effect of my book is down to the artwork.
Right. Lord Imber, not much artwork in your tone.
To cut a long story short, the ball went straight up the horse's backside.
My book is titled By Genes to Utopia, £8.95, published
stuck
by...
there, tight as a tick in a tangerine.
Rather like Mr. Byron's
Won't
book.
Won't come out.
Which did come out, but only made a hit with one person.
In view of the artwork.
Is that my lot?
Tell me, Oliver, how did you feel when you saw the princess on TV with your book?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Byron, I'm looking for Trina.
Byron?
Right! Where are you?
I'll open the door. Just push it.
What's that?
Push it. Push the door, not the bell.
That's what I'm doing.
Hang on. I'll come down.
Well, took me by surprise, I can tell you.
Same all over.
We want the Moon Man. Personally, I can't see anything in it. Of course, the wife, she loves it.
I might be able to find you half a dozen. But we are reprinting.
It's laughingly called a door entry system.
I thought the door itself is that.
It takes a bit of getting used to.
At first, I think you're talking through the letterbox.
There isn't one, but it is a bit weird. Up here talking and the other poor so-and-so's out in the street.
Nice place.
Too nice. Snotty neighbours. I really wanted something in Westville, nearer the centre. How did you find me, anyway?
Just a little super sleuth detective work.
Did you ask at the centre?
Nope.
No, because I didn't think they'd tell just anybody.
In short, I follow after work.
Why follow? We could have walked together.
Not tonight, you understand, but previous. You had company of some sort, but I know for future reference.
I'll make some coffee.
I prefer the instant.
That's what you're getting.
Have you had your pleasant surprise this evening?
What surprise is this?
Being a surprise, you won't know what till it happened.
But what makes you think I'm in for one?
Because I know about these things.
Why have you come round here, Byron?
You being Leo, right?
What?
It's here in the paper in black and white, Leo.
I'm not.
Be prepared for a pleasant surprise this evening.
Actually, I'm Libra.
And here it is, one pleasant surprise, namely my manuscript.
Oh, what... The one you sent
to... and from MacArthur's.
Oh, that's great. I'd almost forgotten about it.
Plus, they enclosed a letter of apology in full particular.
But I assume they don't want to publish it.
See for yourself in the letter, which is in typescript.
Oh, thanks.
Naturally, reading between the lines of this letter, he wants to publish it. But the contents is outside the context he deal in, so his hands are tied. All the same...
Byron, it is only a duplicated letter.
No, I get the feeling I trust that guy now he has my SAE.
But you shouldn't read too much into this.
No?
No.
Okay, you're the expert.
I wouldn't call myself an expert.
Well, you know one or two people.
Oh, in publishing, yes.
So?
Well... For a start, I can't guarantee anything.
Meaning you tell me lies before?
No, I just don't want to raise any false hopes.
What do you want to raise?
Did you do these pictures yourself?
Why you ask me that?
I just wondered.
Naturally, I draw the pictures, because how else does some bloke envisage this Moon Man character who come out of me own head?
Is this one the Moon Man?
Which one?
This one.
That is the waitress who work in the calf.
I'll have to read it. That's the first thing.
Okay, when?
Well, within the next week or so. Say, by next Friday?
How do I know when to deliver it?
Well, you can leave it with me now, can't you?
That might not be a good idea.
No?
In case next week Moon Man appear on stage at Wells Street under some gas bag label.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Because I'm learning in this business all the time.
Look, I'll nurse your book like a sucking baby, okay? I won't show it to a soul. And whenever I read it, I can't do it with you breathing down my neck, can I?
Why not?
Well, not if you want me to be able to concentrate, make constructive comments.
Is that necessary?
Of course it is. That's the whole point. I care, Baron. I really do.
Okay.
You'll leave it with me?
Okay.
Great. I'll put it in my safe. Hey, and while we're at it, the festival.
What festival?
I told you. Afro-Caribbean poetry and stuff.
Okay, I'm with you.
Good. I've been meaning to get in touch for ages. You remember the poem, the one I showed you? Anyway, Lindsay Norman, you know him?
He's going to read it for you?
No, don't worry, you're doing that. But Lindsay, he's agreed to do some percussion for the rhythm. What's up?
Nothing.
You don't look very enthusiastic.
No?
No. Look, you don't have to have the percussion if you don't want to. I just thought...
When I read that poem, you ask me what I think.
Yes.
And being a gentleman of the old class, if you recall, I make an excuse of pig's feet.
Come off it. They weren't that bad.
So I don't have to tell you what to think.
I see. So tell me, what did you think?
I think in your poem you try and emulate a black man.
In a way, yes.
Why you do that?
I know it's a bit of a cheek.
No. Tell me, why do you do that?
Well, because the carnival. That's the way it moved me.
You've been to school?
Not recently.
College?
Yes.
Where they teach the King's English?
You could say that.
So why you try and write that thing like you're ignorant and never see a dictionary?
I wanted it to be rhythmic.
Why?
To match the rhythms of the carnival.
You do yourself a good job on that one.
Thanks.
Because your poem, in effect, so far as I can recall it, is very like the carnival in several particulars, namely a great deal of noise and no substance.
Noise? You mean like reggae?
Reggae.
All right, I can't pronounce it.
I don't give a cuss how you say it.
You mean you don't like reggae?
Listen, I dig music. I dig music of all sorts and complexion. But I don't dig the name tag as the man put on the music, meaning this object is on sale for the public. And then these boys, these musicians, they don't play music, they play the name tag, such as the man on the record label tell them, you understand?
You mean commercialism?
There's nothing wrong to be commercial, a man got to eat to live.
But what, you prefer like steel bands?
Steel band?
You don't like steel bands?
Quashy black man, him no dunza if he buy backro drum, backro guitar, backro saxophone, henceforth him tech aisle drum barrel. So his life, being like a trash can, he trashed the can to make music.
Very good music.
And what music you think he make with the symphony orchestra and the Steinway piano?
Now you're talking about resources, and yes, sure, we need more.
We?
In this area, that's the whole idea of the centre, my job.
You supply the Steinway piano?
A piano? Not a Steinway. Sure, we've got one. But I mean, generally, providing facilities, encouraging local people.
What for you need encouragement?
Because I believe art ought to be for everyone. And sport.
Everyone who wants it.
Right.
But if this guy wants his art, he does it, yeah? Why need you, your resource?
Because a hell of a lot of people get put off.
This guy's got his arms, his legs, his brain box.
In most cases.
That's his resource. The facility.
But a lot of people, they're conditioned. Art, it's not for them. It's for the few, remote, over there.
That's right.
That's right what?
Art being different, special. You have your way. There's more so-called art wrong than there's life being lived.
Why not? Everyone's got a right to try.
Right! Tell that to the bus after it knock you over.
What bus?
The bus being the evil spirit or duppy pursuing certain persons.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
The other day, this guy asked to use the darkroom to develop his pictures, you know?
Where does the bus come into this?
It doesn't. This is an example of our facilities helping someone who might not otherwise...
Okay. So he does this snapshots on the cheap.
And why not? But the point is, I happen to see his photos.
Who is this we talking about?
Clifford Scotland.
Clifford?
And his photos, they're really good.
He only had the camera since Christmas.
And because we've got the facilities, the space at the centre, we were able to put on a small exhibition.
Tell me. If he's so hot with the shutter...
He is good.
If he is so hot, how come the nationals aren't breeding down his shirt? How come he don't exhibit in London, Paris?
Maybe he will, one day.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
He ain't good enough.
Not everyone can reach the very top.
You mean not every guy is an artiste?
No, but there are degrees, levels.
No. Where there are levels. When you're at school, is there levels in your sums if the answer is right or wrong?
That's different.
Like flying an aeroplane for landing at Heathrow. There's no levels of landing. Either you touch down the plane good or is Boeing gone. And I don't see no community center airlines lining up providing airplanes for second-rate pilots not reliable for touchdown.
That is totally different. It doesn't hurt anyone to put Cliff's photos on show.
So it's Cliff now.
Why not?
So you're intimate with him?
By giving Cliff a show, it gives other people a chance to see his work. And it gives Cliff the chance to feel his own worth, his own potential.
Okay. In his mind, which is small...
Now, come on.
Oh, even you must agree he's a small-minded man. And in this small mind, you give him the big fish feeling. So he's cutting 20 for his chums, not one of which can tell a snapshot from a Leonardo.
People can learn. That is the whole point of what we are doing.
They'll learn this Crifford is a big shot in the duck pond. But, your big shot from London, if he happened to visit, he sees shit. Small tongue shit of a very low quality. So he's laughing at Clifford with his big head and small mind and no talent. So where's the winner out of that?
Who cares what the big shot from London thinks?
Which is much as to say, who cares about the quality?
Look, we have dominoes twice a week. Are you saying we should drop it just because the players aren't up to world championship standard?
You know why the black man like domino?
Why?
For why? It's one arena where the black is bigger than the white.
What?
So your job, what you're doing, is to make this black man happy with what he's got.
No way.
Doing it black for blacks and maybe...
No way.
Maybe once in a blue moon the local news pick it up, which is very quaint, but as for making big where it counts, like international, forget it.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Not that I'm speaking personal, you understand?
I feel sorry for you.
Because I'm sure you're not the access or base of this scheme, just a pawn in the game.
I am not a pawn.
Naturally, you don't know you're a pawn, which is the diabolical genius of the scheme.
I tell you, I'm no pawn. I'm a free agent doing what I think is right, my way.
So you buy the piano out of your own pocket?
Of course not.
Precisely. Government, him say, aha, trouble a brewing ghetto. Black them restless, no job, no nothing. Waffy do figgy them, art and sport. In case of tossing brick slab at the pan the car, give them painting and pottery and poetry and photo shows and this fine fancy lady posing like the queen. Cause even if all the guys are lusting for her, she's a no me tangere.
Come off it, Byron. Who's lusting?
Like this poem of yours.
Okay, I get the message. You don't like it.
You pretend yourself ignorant. Pretend you have no sense of grammar. And then you avail yourself of this bloke you think is ignorant, namely me.
I don't think you're ignorant. And the poem, it was just supposed to be a kind of celebration.
Celebrating what a silly white girl think about a big black man.
And I suppose you don't mean that personal.
Moonlight fades away, the night passes, but still very much with us, our guest, Oliver Ambrose Byron, unofficial laureate to the Princess. Oliver, we've talked about her, about the inspiration behind your work.
That's right.
But important also are the pictures.
Meaning my story is no good?
No, because obviously your story inspired the pictures. But the artwork is surely integral.
Integral, sure, but the story stands on its own.
It is the pictures which leap out at you from the bookshop shelves and posters.
Which is why the book sells so slow in the first place.
But now, very, very popular.
Because now people have the sense to read the words I write.
But my daughter, her Moonman T-shirt, she won't wear anything else. We've had to buy three.
That's good.
So, how closely did you in fact collaborate with Chris Dennis?
I never met the man.
I mean Chris... Christine Dennis? The lady who illustrated the Moon Man for you?
I never meet her neither.
Oh, really? Oh, that's remarkable. So there was just some kind of rapport?
Speaking frankly, his Moon Man hardly resembled my Moon Man in any feature whatsoever.
He's probably just a bit of a character. They often are.
Who are?
Guys of his age and background.
So you think I'm just being silly?
Of course not. If he's got a reputation as a nutter...
It's not really a nutter. It's only what I've heard.
And then he follows you home.
He didn't do anything.
Chutney.
Mind you, he's got some weird ideas.
Look, if you want me to sort of warn him off...
How can you warn him off?
I can handle him.
I'm supposed to be encouraging him, aren't I?
Encouraging him to do what?
Writing, of course. I've told you.
I'm sorry, yes.
His story. I've still got the bloody manuscript and he keeps pestering me, but I just can't face him.
Which story is it?
Oh, for God's sake, I've told you. His book, he calls it. The Moon Man.
Oh, yes, that. Science fiction thing.
So painfully proud of it.
And it's not...
It's awful. It's absolutely diabolical.
Well, I can't agree. I think it's a very fine book.
But fine in what way? As a promotional tool for rubbers and pencil sharpeners?
That's obviously a pity.
If I could direct your attention to one part that fascinated me. Frank, you say a fine book.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't agree.
Yes, but for children?
Like Alice, like Gulliver, like... Fungus. I'm sure the kids love it.
Well, my boy couldn't stand it.
Well, my five all loved it. But I still think most adults buy it for themselves.
The old cliché is that all first novels are autobiographical. Well,
The Moon Man is hardly a novel.
Granted, a story, not a novel. But autobiographical?
Well, I think yes. Strangely enough, for me... That's where the main strength of the book lies.
The Moon Man, the outsider, down too soon.
Rather like Mr. Byron, the author. All his ancestors brought too soon to advanced Western culture.
By the slave trade. Let's not beat about the bush. As slaves.
Quite. Brought too soon to maturity. Not allowed to develop naturally out of the primitive Stone Age culture.
Can't relate to the norms of the society in which he finds himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and it is the most wonderful piece of comic invention. The way his head waxes and wanes, like the moon.
And the way, if he likes someone, he eats them.
Right. Just natural behavior.
You always eat the one you love?
Yes, but the way he eats the yolk.
The farm work.
Yes.
Not because he likes
it. No, but purely out of politeness. Good manners.
Wonderful. The farm work, of course, being a kind of inverted mirror image of the Moon Man,
absolutely,
qua author, the slave.
Angus, you've been very quiet.
Well, I suppose I'm just lost in admiration at your tandem capacity to overestimate this very ordinary little book.
Frank, last word?
Buy it.
Ah, well, that's The Moon Man by Oliver Ambrose Byron. Illustrations by Chris Denny. Dodo Books, £8.95.
But you said by Friday.
Exactly, by Friday.
And that's 2 weeks ago.
I meant I'd read it by Friday and then fix up a time to meet, not meet you on Friday.
So I'm hanging around your office like some stray prick for 2-on-1, half hours paying 10 pence, which they tell me is casual user charge.
I'm sorry.
And I'm thinking maybe because I tell her how I think about her poem, she takes some umbrage.
No, I'm not like that.
She thinks this guy don't rate her work.
That's got nothing to do with it.
So I think she's shy to talk over this guy work with him. And then it occurred to me maybe she has an accident.
No such luck.
So I let it ride over the weekend and the next week, not wanting to turn the pressure on, until it finally occurred to me maybe the arrangement is for here, the flat, not the office.
There was no arrangement.
Because me being so tiresome and boring, I can't blame you spending time elsewhere.
It's got nothing to do with you being boring.
So, this Friday in question, you had a date?
I don't know.
A date with your friend here?
This is Simon.
Hello. I've heard a lot about you.
How about next Friday?
I have this lady keen to type it up, so I need the wheels in motion fast.
Well, if it's that urgent, I could give it to you back now.
You have it here?
Well, unless it sprouted legs and made a bolt for it.
Okay, then. That's fine. Except for your friend here.
What the hell's it got to do with him?
Right. I find it distracting, Stephen, being in the premises while we talk over my book.
Oh, I didn't mean discuss it.
No?
Well, I can't, can I? Not now.
Just give it back.
Yes.
So you tell me, what's the point you have my book 3 weeks if you don't advise me on points I need to change and such like?
Well, it's you that's in a hurry. If you can wait till Friday...
Friday, always Friday.
Look, don't mind me. You discuss it. I'll go and sit in the kitchen.
Simon, that is not the...
I'll be as quiet as a mouse.
Looks like you're in luck, then.
Is he permanent, this Stephen?
All I have to do is find your book.
You can trust him in the kitchen?
It should be in here. The Moon Man idea. Did you make it up yourself?
The old rhyme.
Traditional?
Right.
Guyanian?
No, this is standard speech. The man in the moon come down too soon. He asked the way to Norwich. He sent by the Southern Burney's mouth for eating cold peas porridge.
That's crazy.
I expand the rhyme with character. Incident, you understand?
You certainly did. Oh, here we are. Not lost, nor stolen, nor strayed.
So, what do you think?
What did I think? What did I think? It's so long since I, Aha! My notes. See? I wrote down a few. Own voice.
Own voice?
Well, that's what it says on my piece of paper.
Was it memorable?
Of course. But I did only read it once.
I'm talking about this memorable moment.
What memorable moment?
The memorable moment, March 9.
I'm sorry, I'm not with you.
March 9 is the Friday we are supposed to have our meeting.
No, I've explained there was no meeting.
Right, because you don't show. So I presume you're elsewhere. Henceforth, I have here the newspaper for that date and the scope, which is Libra for you. Check.
So?
And it reads, Libra, prepare for a memorable romantic moment. So I ask you, is it memorable?
Can I see that?
Sure. The proof is there in black and white. Does this involve your man in the kitchen?
This is the paper for the 9th.
That's right.
Oh, but it's the Evening Mercury, so the star predictions are for the following day, the 10th.
Is that so?
Well, see for yourself. Tomorrow's stars. See?
Maybe I've been a little hasty over this.
And I can assure you it was neither romantic nor memorable what I was doing that Friday.
But you remember it?
Yes. I went along to a five-a-side football tourney with some of the kids.
How about the 10th?
A, I can't remember, and B, it's none of your business.
Being the 10th, I happened to observe you enter the Totem Club in company with one Clifford Cliff Scotland, the famous photo artist.
So what?
Does your kitchen friend suspect this?
It's got nothing to do with him or you.
The Totem, that's no place for romance, you know.
I didn't go there for romance.
No?
No.
What you go for there, then?
To have some fun, maybe?
I mean, you rather spend time with that shit cliff in some dive than no account of art or literature.
That's my business.
Sure, and good luck. I'm just sounding a little warning of advice.
Is this by any chance a threat?
Advice, I'm thinking of you. And I'm thinking of a guy such as Cliff walking a dive such as the Totem with a chick such as you.
Such as?
Such as young enough and white and showing teeth in excitement.
Like I said, fun.
A good time.
Right.
So the folks here and there get the idea in the head she is that sort of a girl.
What sort?
The sort who is available for a good time like a whore or a prostitute.
I don't believe this.
It's a fact.
Byron, it is very kind of you.
That's okay.
But you must understand, I am a grown-up woman.
So next thing is the street corner and brown babies in the pushcart.
I have no intention of having any brown babies.
So, you're prejudiced. You fake this community trip and you're prejudiced all the time.
I am not prejudiced.
How's it going, then?
Fine.
No problems?
No.
If there is, you
Simon,
know...
would you please just bugger off back to the kitchen and mind your own business?
Sure, on my way. Anyone want coffee?
No!
I'm only thinking of you.
Let's forget all that, shall we? Let's start again. About your book.
Okay, own voice.
What?
That's what you said just now about my work, own voice.
Right. Well, all the time I was reading The Moon Man, I kept thinking, Byron, you need to get more of your own voice into this story.
Like on tape?
No, I mean, write the way you speak. More personal.
How do you get more personal than I write it myself?
Well, like occasionally, it comes through, your voice. Like when you spell alleged with an H.
Alleged don't have a H?
Not usually.
Okay. I'll change that.
No, don't. That's what I'm getting at. I think you ought to do the whole thing so it's in a kind of accent.
But, Trina, begging your pardon, my power is speaking to all cultures in a language they understand.
Yes.
Which is a lesson many of your young black writers fail to grasp. Because if you speak your pidgin, your creole, your jaguata...
That's it!
No, you fail to break out into a large majority of your audience.
Of course, I'm not suggesting you make it incomprehensible.
No?
But I'm saying, my contacts... Well, I think if you did colour it up a bit, Black Spot might be interested.
Black Spot?
Yes, Black Spot Press. They do all kinds of minority interest stuff.
I've seen it.
And I know a couple of the guys from Brixton.
Black Spot, I've seen it. I know it. That's green recycled bomb paper and they print so squashy you can hardly read it.
What do you expect? MacArthur's?
No, I make a mistake with MacArthur. So now a guy's not allowed to make a mistake?
Of course.
You never make mistakes?
Of course.
And there's other upstanding published houses other than MacArthur?
Oh, yes, there are, but quite frankly, I don't think that... Well, I haven't got contacts in that kind of place anyway. But your book...
You don't rate it?
No, I love it. It's just... I don't think... It isn't... It's not the kind of thing that a proper publisher is...
Look, let me get the handle here.
Yes?
You personally love my story.
I like it, yes.
You think it's good?
Yes, it needs work.
But you're telling me it's no good to publish?
Not for a big, regular publisher.
Right.
I'm sure if you were prepared to change a few things...
No hitch in Halledge.
Sorry?
No hitch in Halledge.
That's right, but what...
Okay. I've made a note of that one. And, thank you. Thank you for the advice and all the help you give me.
The Moon Man.
Darkness. The grown-ups are asleep.
You, snug in bed with your cuddly Moon Man.
What's this?
Unzip the secret zip.
Turn your Moon Man inside out and...
Your Moon Man has become a battle action, all-destruct monster robot. He'll smash anything.
Turn him outside in again.
Ah, all cuddly-wuddly.
Who would suspect?
But what else is there for us?
An employment.
Drugs. You know what? What? I feel like throwing my stone at a policeman.
Good evening.
Byron, hello stranger. It's 50p.
I'm not here to watch the show.
That's 10p then.
I've come for my compact.
What contract?
The compact which I lend you.
Oh, that. Well, I presume it's still in my desk upstairs.
I need it for a visitor I'm expecting.
I'm really supposed to stay on the door.
Can't your assistant here hold the fort?
She could.
But her being black, you don't risk it.
Ha ha. Sarah?
Yes, mind, Fiora.
Can you manage for 5 minutes?
I think I tried very, very hard.
Okay, Byron, let's go.
Okay.
And Sarah?
Yes?
Don't go letting all your mates in for nothing.
But, Byron, you do take yourself very seriously, don't you?
And you don't.
Well, of course I take you seriously. That's what I'm paid for.
No, you take you yourself serious.
Oh, these good people don't want to know that. They don't want to know about boring old me, do you? Yeah. Do you? Yeah. Well, I'm afraid you can't. We're lumbered with our guest, Oliver What's-It Byron. Now, as I was saying, What's-It? Now, seriously, Oliver, the thing that puzzles me is you do take yourself seriously, but as I see it, a lot of your appeal derives from people not taking you seriously, seeing you as a sort of clown.
Why you calling me a clown?
Well, I don't. Oh, he's so touchy. Now, I see you don't understand. No, it's probably me. So, let Mohammed approach the mountain from a different base camp with oxygen. Oh, the altitude. Now, your book the Moon Man has been a great success.
That's right. That's what I'm telling you previous.
Yeah, but what I mean is, do you honestly think if you were white, these good people would be entertained by the kind of self-important nonsense you talk?
They put up with you these few years.
Oh, meow! No, but if black and white were really equal, people would think you were several bricks short of a load, wouldn't they?
There you go. One compact, all present and correct.
How much powder did you use?
Not a lot.
Not that I care except for buying refills.
I wouldn't have thought you'd have to.
Being high-class stuff.
To be frank, I don't think I've used anything out of it.
You don't think?
I'm sure. I know I haven't.
Nothing?
Not a thing.
Okay, so it should be in good nick.
That's right. And now, if you don't mind, I'd better get back.
I found a publisher.
You what?
A publisher for the book, Moon Man.
What, Black Spot?
No, the Dodo Press.
Dodo? Oh, that's brilliant.
So I want to thank you.
Did you have to change it much?
No hitch. In Halledge, you know?
I ought to charge you.
And they put a real artist onto the pictures for me.
Yes, I remember I was going to say something about that.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm not convinced of the manner of putting what I have to say here.
Try me.
Like in normal terms, I'm straight to the point.
You want to buy me a drink?
This compact is not complete as I give it to you.
What?
There is items missing.
Well, I can assure you everything's there that was there.
I don't think so.
Because I never once opened it.
You see, the mirror has this blemish. The comb has no teeth. The brush is broke, the powder's hard.
Well, then it must have been like that when you gave it to me.
Never.
Because I have never opened it. It's been lying in that drawer all this time.
So you're suggesting I'm in the habit of making gifts of useless items that are no use to nobody?
No, I assumed you didn't know what was missing.
But how did you know things were missing if the thing is in your drawer and you never open it? You have these X-ray eyes, is that so?
When you first brought it, you showed it me. After that, because I knew it was useless, I never opened it.
Never?
Not one single time.
And that's friendship.
No!
That's gratitude. A guy, he trusts some person, try and inject a little pleasure in their life.
I'm grateful for the thought, for the trust.
Please don't confuse the issue. We have a mystery to solve here, namely, that case was in good shape and now it's virtually useless.
It was never in good shape.
So I'd be grateful to have a scout round in here in case we can chase up some of the missing elements.
You'll do no such thing.
So you have things to hide, yeah?
No, but if you insist I've damaged your thing in some way...
You're coming round to my way of thinking.
Not at all, but if it makes you happy, look... Here's a fiver. What's that? That should more than cover it. Boots, or Woolworths, or any high-grade retail outlet.
Okay, I'll see how it stands.
You don't have to take the fiver, not if it pains you.
No, I'll check your blood money if it sets your conscience easy.
There's nothing on my conscience.
And you may as well keep the compact.
I don't want it.
There's no sense to split the content.
Boxing Day. Something for children of all ages.
I'm seeking the route or path to Norwich.
Which?
Norwich, man, you dig?
Yes, cos I'm a yokel. And this be Somerset, sir.
Moon Man, the video. Exclusive on this channel, Boxing Day, 4 p.m.
Taz and his Bengal Cayley band. Yeah. And before Super Bonic play us into the early hours with some real live reggae, yeah. I'd just like to thank everyone for coming. It's been a great night. Yeah. Our first birthday at Welsh Street. And I can't thank everyone who's helped, so I won't mention anyone. Just a couple of forthcoming events. The Writers Gasworks Project, they'll be performing a play of their own devising. Bacon Rind and Broomsticks should be good. That's the 14th and 15th, so no dominoes on the 14th. But Chuck's organising a fun run instead.
Byron, I think it's fair to say you've always been a loner.
No.
But you've got the reputation in the past.
In the past, I never loan a thing. Either I give the thing or I withhold that thing.
Bloody hell.
And don't worry, that's lovely.
You're not keeping that, are you?
Very winsome, very nice.
What's wrong?
That's fine, Byron. No worries, just a technical. Roger, if you can just come in with a chuckle on the cue, and then, yes, but as far as living alone. Okay?
On your head be it.
Light coming, one chuckle.
But as far as living alone...
I don't, because recently I meet a certain lady...
Hang on. If we can go again from the chuckle, Rog, change your line to, yes, but if you had to live alone.
Got you.
Is that me now?
Not yet. You coming, one chuckle.
In Moon Man by Steve May, Byron was played by Norman Beaton and Trina by Sylvester Latuzel. Debbie was Carolyn Backhouse, Morris, Ewan Cummins, Mr. Coggin, Lawrence Payne, Simon, Ian Target, and the boys at the community centre, Mark McKenzie and Dwayne Ackerman. The bookshop manager was Simon Cuff, the sales rep, Stephen Rashbrook, the disc jockey was Steve Hodson, the chat show host, Michael Tudor Barnes, the radio producer, Michael Deacon, and the radio host, Richard Tate, and the interviewer, Paul Sir. Sally was Emily Richard, and the princess, Camilla Power. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The play was directed by Penny Gold.